Well, I'll tell you, on the really positive end of things, my church, a church that I had been a pastor at years ago, but hadn't been a pastor for many years, but still part of that same church, there's a group of men, and the oldest guy in that group is 20 years younger than I am, and a couple of the guys are in their 20s, and then you got 30s and 40s, we're about 50 in that group, and those seven guys invited me into their group. They said, hey, we meet on Sunday nights, and we just feel the love of the Lord just to ask you. We thought it would just be the seven of us forever, but would you join us? And I did. Well, in that group are guys that, and they would say to me, Randy, you mentored me. You poured your life into me. Not all of them, but some of them. And then I'm in there, and it's exactly what Kristen just said. I was the recipient now. I was the one who was being blessed and ministered to at a time in my life where I didn't really know. I mean, days would go by where it wasn't just that I didn't know what day it was. I didn't know what month it was. I didn't know, I lost all sense of time and the passing of time. It was pretty crazy because my soulmate was no longer there with me, but they were there with me on every Sunday night. I've never looked forward. I've been in tons of small groups over the years, never looked forward to it as much as I did that one on Sunday night, because it was like, it was a lifeline for me. But when Nancy was sick, the people coming over, nurses from our church, and people bringing over meals, and it was just nonstop. There's still stuff in my freezer from 2 years ago, and it's like I got to do something about it sometime. But if Nancy was there, she would, and I don't. So anyway, but that's the way it is. But I would just say this, at a time when so many negatives that we all have experienced hurt from churches, I certainly have. I'm sure I've inflicted my share of hurt in church as well. But the bottom line of it is, it's easy to just draw away from the church. And yet, when it comes to your time of crisis, you need the body of Christ. And there is no substitute for it.